Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a world where Shiba Inu dogs stand on their hind legs, donning monocles and lab coats, history has just taken a giant leap, or should we say, a giant dig. The ancestral sites of these cultured canines are being excavated, and the results are as fascinating as a squirrel on a skateboard. Recently, our obsession with our four-legged furians has led us to a groundbreaking discovery. Teams of Shiba archaeologists, with their noses to the ground, have unearthed what is believed to be the oldest Shiba Inu dwellings known to dogkind. These sites date back to the era when humans were mere background characters in doggo dramas, mere figments of the canine imagination. One might pause and wonder, what treasures lie beneath the earth? Hidden artifacts, toys of ancient delight, or perhaps bones with stories that could wag tails for days? Well, dear reader, our first find was a collection of well-preserved chew toys, intricately designed with the enigmatic Shiba runes discovered weeks prior. Though some skeptics bark about the legitimacy of the runes, observing them in an ancestral context seems to lend credibility to their authenticity. Adding to the intrigue, the Council of Cuddles, the governing body of tail-wagging historians, has sanctioned the excavation, eagerly supporting the analysis of these historical heaps. As dogstruction teams work in shifts, night and day, mostly day because of nighttime scaries, they've unearthed domestic items that suggest a sophisticated civilization, bark-to-text communicators, automatic treat dispensers, and plausibly the first ever doggy door. But it's not all work and no play at the dig sites. Even the most scholarly Shiba can't resist the allure of an impromptu game of fetch. And as they balance their dedication to unearthing history with their innate playfulness, they remind us that joy can indeed be found in the smallest bones. Moments. Were these sites ceremonial barking grounds or mere napping spots for the discerning Shiba of old? Did they worship the great squirrel in the sky? Or were they just drafting their earliest memes to share among their paw peers? The findings include obelisks with pulley systems that suggest the Shibas might have invented the original fetch mechanism, a complex contraption to throw a ball and have it return without human help. Experts are drooling over the newly discovered kibble code, a wall etching that is believed to hold the secrets to optimal treat distribution. Scholars from the prestigious Institute of Archaeology have hypothesized that these carvings may contain blueprints for what we now know as the blockchain, paving the way for cryptocurrency and proving that Shibas have a knack for tech investments beyond their Dogecoin escapades. Already, we see scholars' tails wagging with hypotheses and theories. However, let's not bury the story under too much speculation. We must wait as the labs analyze these remnants with their state-of-the-art fact detectors and carbon-dating chewnology. As we reflect on these monumental findings, we can almost hear the echo of ancient balks and the clinking of collars from a time when Shibas ruled supreme. Until the results come running back to us, we'll have to be content with peering into the past through this exciting lens, one shovelful at a time. While some questions may still hound us, like, did the ancients prefer belly rubs or ear scratches, head pats or tail talk? What's clear is that our pursuit of history is a tail that's just begun to wag. And as we stand paw in paw with our Shiba ancestors through these revelations, we can't help but feel a connection that spans not just generations, but species. So dear readers, keep your snouts in the news for future updates. We're sure to dig up more on this tale as the Shiba archaeologists continue to scratch beneath the surface, uncovering mysteries wrapped in enigmas, shrouded in good boy vibes.